Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to learn about the halachas of preparing for the Leil HaSeder. We're learning Kuf Yud Ches, the 118th chapter in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch today. Let's jump straight in. We're going to look at a bunch of different halachas surrounding the different parts of the Seder. Let's jump straight in with the four cups of wine. So what types of wine should one use for the four cups? So the Kitzur says one should make sure to go out of one's way to find good wines that are going to be used for the four cups. Doesn't matter if it's white or red wine. The answer is red is actually better. Number one, it's usually a higher quality. Number two, it resembles the blood of the slaughtered Jewish children in Egypt. However, he notes that in countries where blood libels are a problem, then white wine is used to avoid the accusations of nefarious non-Jews. Which cup should I use? So in the cups that are used for four cups should be clean, undamaged, and have at least the ability to contain a revius. A revius is between 86 and 150 milliliters of liquid as well. Some people have the custom to try to drink the entire cup, and in which case it shouldn't be a huge cup because that would make it much more difficult to do. The next concept is the concept of karpas. Karpas is the dipping, is that vegetable which is dipped in at the beginning of the Seder, towards the beginning, just after Kaddish and after Urchatz. Then we go into karpas. So what vegetables should be used for karpas? So he quotes different minhagim. Some use parsley, some use celery, and he said the preferable is ultimately radish itself. There are different customs. Everybody should follow the custom that is in their family. What about the salt water? So salt water should be made before Yom Tov. Is a concern of mixing it. If it was not done before Yom Tov, then it should be done with a shinui, so the reversal of order of the way one would usually mix the salt and the water. Moving on to the next concept, and that is maror. What is best to be used for maror? So although the Mishnah gives many different suggestions, the predominant minhag today that Kitzur quotes is horseradish, which is accepted. It's a good choice of maror. Can one grate it? The answer is yes. This helps dissipate the taste, but it needs to be that it is, you don't dissipate it completely. So when should it be grated? It should be really done when one comes home from shul, so it's very potent by the time the Seder. It still has not lost its taste by having been grated. How can it be grated? So it needs to be done with a shinui in a way which is different to the one way one would usually do it if it's done on Shabbos, or it must be done before and covered. What about the romaine lettuce? People seem to use a lot of romaine lettuce. So this is even more preferable, and it is easier to eat than the horseradish. Isn't it? But it really isn't bitter, right? The romaine lettuce is wonderful. It's been in salads. So there's two reasons why it can be used as maror, as the bitter herbs. Number one is because if it is left to grow in the ground, it actually does get bitter. And number two, the Aruch HaShulchan points out that it is soft on the outside of the leaves and towards the center of the spine, it is hard. And that's how the shibud, that's how our experience in Egypt went. It started off soft, it was easy, come work with us, we'll be friends, we'll be neighbors, and then it became very hard. And so therefore, actually its texture is more a reflection of the experience of the bitterness. What do, do a bit of both? Can I have a little romaine lettuce and horseradish? The answer is yes, as long as the two together add up to the shear, as the to the kazais necessary to be able to have for the maror. Can it be the root of the lettuce? So definitely not the side roots which go out, and it's even better not to have the central root. It's better to eat the leaves. Can the leaves be dried? No, they need to actually be fresh. Can I cook or pickle them? Not for the maror. They need to be fresh, the raw leaves of the romaine lettuce. Moving to our next concept, and that is charoises. What consistency should our charoises be? This is what we dip the maror in lightly, that it should be thick like cement. What should the ingredients be and why? So the Kitzur goes through a whole list. He says it should have all the items which Israel are compared to in a good way. Ta'anim, those are figs, because the Pasuk in Shir Hashem describes Hata'ina, Chontoch, Vageha, describing the nation of Israel as this flowering fig tree. Egozim, nuts, because it says Alginas, Hegoz, to the garden of the nuts, which is also a phrase in Shir Hashem. It also should have dates, Tamarim, because this is Aleba Tamar, I will send like a date, and this is again in Shir Hashem. Rimonim is the pomegranates. Kapelach Rimon, again another phrase in Shir Hashem describing Israel, should also have apples, because the apples are described as the tachas atarpuach or artich, another pasuk in Shir Hashem about how the Jewish woman would seduce their husbands to continue having children under the apple trees in Egypt. Therefore, the apples used as well. Shkedim is a particular type of nut, And that is because it's related to the earliest blossoming tree, and that's related to the word Shakara. Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to anticipate the ending of the Shibud as well. It should also have types of food which are like stringy, like cinnamon, which allow it to look more like cement, like the straw in the cement as well. Remembering the cement that the nation of Israel used or to produce in Egypt. And it also needs to have wine or vinegar in order that it should be soft enough to be able to dip in it as well. So there's a lot of different ingredients. How does one mix it on Shabbos? It needs to be the opposite way. So not wine into the mixture, but mixture into the wine, because it needs to be reversed because of a shinui, because of concerns of Menachas Shabbos. We move on to the next concept, and that is the shank bone and the egg. Why do we have these items? So we remember two karbonos that we would have at the Leil HaSeder. Number one is the Korban Pesach, the Paschal Lamb. Another one is the Korban Chagiga, which we both eat at the Seder. How are they prepared? So the shank bone should be roasted like the Korban Pesach was roasted, and the egg can be roasted or cooked like the Korban Chagiga. Why a shank bone and an egg? So the Kisro explains the Zroya, which is the shank bone, is corresponding to Zroya Netuya, the outstretched arm of Hashem. And the Beitza in Aramaic is Beya, which also is related to the word Ba'i, which means to request rachamim, request mercy, which is what we are doing at the Seder as well. So they have symbolically related to what is missing at the Seder. At the same time, they also reflect the request for mercy in a post-Migdash reality. When should these be prepared? They should be prepared before Yom Tov. What happens if I forgot before Yom Tov? So they can be cooked and roasted on Yom Tov, the requirements of the day. Can they be eaten? The answer is absolutely. But the Zeroya should not be eaten at the Seder, should be eaten the day meal, because a roasted meat is not allowed to be eaten in the Seder because of a concern of not looking like we're having the Korban Pesach today. We now move to the last concept, and that is other preparations for the Seder. So how does one prepare for one's seat? One should place pillows on one seat ahead of time, so it's all set up for the Seder, for leaning. What happens if I'm left-handed? Do I lean to the right? The answer is no, we all lean to the left. When do I set the table? So this should be done on Erev Pesach, obviously, if it's not on Shabbos. And so that a person can get over Mishul and go straight into the Seder, so there's no delays, certainly for the children as well. This obviously is not possible on the second day of Pesach as well, when one can only start preparing after one has lit candles, after Yom Tov Rishon has gone out. What kind of kelim, what kind of utensils should be used? So even though there's a halacha that during the rest of the year, one should not have all of the grandest of one's vessels out on the table. One should not, as a form of zecher l'churba, one should not have the best of one's things out all at once. On Pesach, one should. One should put out beautiful things, even things one doesn't use, because it's an expression of cheiros, of being free as well. What should the Seder bread look like? So the Kitzur has a specific prescription. There are different opinions. We'll see at the beginning of many Haggadahs, they'll have different possibilities. The general way is the back, right, and left is the Zroya and the Beitza. Those are the two remembrances. We're not going to actually touch those or eat those at the beginning, but they're at the back. Then we have in the center is the Maror, and then we have to the right and left below it are the Charoises and the Karpas, and in the center, facing the first Maror, is the Chazeres as well. And this way, one doesn't reach over anything to not reach over a mitzvah when trying to get another item. And why do men wear a kittel? The answer is because the Magen Aharon explains everybody's sitting so beautifully and in such pomp and circumstance that it could lead to a level of arrogance. And as such, one has to have a kittel to remember to be humble. What if a person is an avil, a person is an avelus la'aleinu, so that man will not wear a kittel as well. One last question, does a son lean in the presence of his father? Isn't that disrespectful to act like he's such a free agent? The answer is he may, but a Talmud, a student, should not lean in the presence of their master, of their teacher. With this, we conclude the preparation necessary for the Seder. We're going to now move into the Seder night ourselves. Have a wonderful and meaningful